Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Come be a part of the greatest stable since the Four Horsemen. AdFreeShows.com is your home for Arn and all of my other podcasts. And you get every episode from all the shows early, ad-free, and on video for as low as $9 a month. That's just 30 cents a day. Want to add cheese to that Whopper? AdFreeShows.com also has tons of exclusive Arn bonus content, like reliving the very first War Games match, or watching back a landmark moment in Arn's career, pinning Hulk Hogan 1-2-3 on Nitro. We also have interactive events where you get to chat one-on-one with Arn during Ask Arn Live, or how about live watch-along events like we did with FTR and Tully. Of course, Arn is not one to toot his own horn, so I will toot. AdFreeShows.com is the best value going in wrestling today. So sign up today or else. Maybe we should have a gun sound effect here. I'm just kidding. AdFreeShows.com.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Arn. And of course, we couldn't do it without the Hall of Famer, the founder of the Four Horsemen, the creator of the Spine Buster. He is the enforcer. He's Double A. He's Arn Anderson. Arn, how are you, man?
Terrific. Yourself?
Man, better than I deserve. So excited to be here with you talking about May of 1987. Golly, we've had a lot of fun talking about Jim Crockett Promotions, have we not?
Yes, sir. Well, it was a great time. Why wouldn't you? I mean, things were going well. It was unprecedented time in the business, I think.
Without question. And we start off with a big show. It's at the Omni, May 1st, 1987. Third from the top, it's Arn and Tully taking on Ole Anderson and Tim Horner. And man, at this point, you guys are probably starting to get in your rhythm with you versus Ole. Did you prefer Ole as an opponent or a tag team partner?
Partner, for sure. It was a good, you know, that was a good blend with him and Tim. You know, Ole was an ass kicker. Tim was a technician, but a young guy, you know, in the business. So it was a... Tully and I had a little bit of experience, in at least in the fans' eyes, as a team, not necessarily in the business itself, but because Tim broke in before I did, but we, I think, had a little more experience as partners.
The very next day, you guys had a WTBS taping, of course, May 2nd. That's a matinee show. Later that night, you would find yourself in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but another matinee show on May 3rd. This time you're in Charleston, West Virginia, 2,200 fans on top. We've got Ric Flair and Jimmy Garvin in the main event, believe it or not. Of course, Lex Luger is going to be interfering on behalf of Ric Flair. So Lex Luger flirting with the main events already, just a few months into his run here. But in the middle of the card, it's Ole and Arn, and Ole's going to get a win by disqualification. Of course, you damn dirty horsemen, you're a bunch of cheaters. What was it like working with Ole in a singles match versus a tag match? I mean, it feels like in a singles match, buddy, he's just going to beat your ass the entire time, is he not?
Pretty much. It was competitive. It was short, intense, a little more competitive than most people would think. Ole was what he was. He was a steamroller.
Yeah, I can't imagine some of these babyface promos he's cutting. I mean, they feel real because they're coming through as real. And then, of course, he's got to make it look real at the show. Was Ole known as being, a little stiff, a little snug?
It was pretty close to being real.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. I mean, he wasn't that good that he could make it look that good and it be painless. But the thing about it is, Conrad, in those days, it was a different thought process. You know, got a lot of guys that took pride in being ass kickers. You know, they weren't necessarily artistes. Every single night they went through the curtain, it was real to them. And until they got back through the curtain, it was real. And guys would, you know, it was okay to whack a guy. As long as you didn't knock a guy's teeth out or kick a guy directly in the gonads, you know, that was just part of it.
So let's also mention that this is very much the era of quote unquote kayfabe. This is a different era. You know, you're not having good guys and bad guys riding together and all that jazz. Did your travel change when you were on opposite ends with Ole, or were y'all never really traveling together to begin with?
No, we never traveled together. He had his own deal. And, you know, Ole was on a smaller schedule than we were. When you were there every day, you would set up rides and stuff for guys, you know, in advance. And, you know, Ole was part-time at this time. He wasn't going every day. So he pretty much, he would just do his own thing, I would imagine.
I want to ask about the next day, because we find ourselves in Greenville, South Carolina. It's May 4th. You're going to be in a tag match, you and Tully, once again against Ole and Tim Horner. We've talked a little bit in recent weeks about what an underrated performer Tim Horner is, but let's talk about Greenville, South Carolina for a minute. You know, there's been a lot of great moments in Greenville over the years. Yeah, I know they had the big moment where Rick and Triple H had a match on Raw, and it was like probably Rick's last real title shot. And it looked like, oh, maybe he could do it. Of course it wasn't to be, but then there's the whole moment where you guys reunited the Horsemen after Flair had been in a pretty bitter feud with Eric Bischoff. Of course, once again, that's in Horseman country. How important to the Horsemen was Greenville, South Carolina?
It was, one of your stalwarts. It was one of those towns that, you know, that you knew. Now, this was ran every Monday or every other Monday at the very least. So you had a very intelligent crowd there. They knew what was going on week to week. They were current on the television show. And it was just one of those towns that had always been very good, and it always will be very good. If you run it tomorrow, you'd have a good crowd because they just like wrestling down there. And it's one of those towns that's just been around forever. And when somebody says Greenville, you just take for granted that's going to be a lot of fun.
Spartanburg, South Carolina is your home the next day for a TV taping on May 5th. Old Cinco de Mayo. You reckon you and the boys were hitting a Mexican restaurant or a Mexican bar after the show there?
No, we were skyrocketing back to Charlotte. I'm sure he warp speed. You don't get very shots like that, 50, 70 miles, whatever it is. From, we were just there for a big show with Big Time Wrestling a couple weeks back, where we had the Rock and Roll Express against FTR. I'm getting a little bit off the subject, but, man, it's been a long time since I've seen guys that far apart in age that thrilled to be working with each other. It was something, I wish you could have saw it, Conrad, to be honest with you, you would have enjoyed it.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet? There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This year, it's time to get off the couch and get back into the bedroom. Blue Chew can help. Guys, we know that confidence can take you far in life, and when you feel confident, you're at your best, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as both Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. And you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, the process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part? It's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. BlueChew's tablets are made in the USA, prepared and shipped directly to your door, all in a discreet package. And with BlueChew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman, because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code ARN at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. The promo code is ARN to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring today's podcast. What are you waiting for? Hurry up and go to SaveWithConrad.com. Hurry up and start saving money. That's what we're talking about. Keeping more of your own money. That really is what we do with SaveWithConrad.com. How's this for starters? No house payments for 2 months. And when it comes time for you to start making payments 2 months from now, it's going to be the best deal you ever had. You see, not only are we going to get you the best interest rate you ever had, we're also going to help you get out of debt faster and do it with cheaper monthly payments. Now, you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this. But if you're in a 30-year loan, it's not a matter of if we can save you money. It really is a matter of how much. And I'm sure you know by now your house is worth more than ever before. Why not use that newfound equity to get rid of your private mortgage insurance? That PMI, as we like to call it, could save you hundreds of dollars each and every month, and you could be paying it unnecessarily. Stop giving your money away. Get rid of your PMI. Get the best rate you ever had. And hey, if you've got credit card debt, what are you doing? The average interest rate is over 19% on credit cards in America, and you know you can do better than that. Plus, the interest you pay on a credit card is not tax deductible. So not only can we get you a better rate, but a greater tax deduction too. If you can get a lower monthly payment and a greater tax deduction and save tens of thousands of dollars by paying your house off faster, why wouldn't you? Hurry, find out how much money you can save for free at SaveWithConrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. And that's right. Don't forget, skip your next two payments at SaveWithConrad.com. Man, I love to see it. I want to talk about this this next day, this May 6th event. Now, of course, there's a lot of wrestling matches. You guys ran Denver, North Carolina. You ran a high school gym in South Carolina. And Championship Wrestling from Florida was really loaded with your whole roster. Flair's there working with Jimmy Garvin. Dusty is working on that show. Ricky and Robert are there. But something pretty major happens on May 6, 1987. There's an article in the old Charlotte Observer that says that Jim Crockett Promotions had purchased the Universal Wrestling Federation effective May 1st. Now, this is something I want to talk a little bit about because we remember talking back in March of 1987, how important of a moment it was to see Vince McMahon put together WrestleMania 3 and how really Crockett Promotions felt the pressure to try to keep up and compete at that point. And WrestleMania 3 was by far the biggest wrestling show of all time. And now they're on the march to grow their syndicated network. And this was really the battle of syndication in this era. Of course, the WWF has Superstars and Challenge. Both of those are syndicated shows, but man, nothing beats the TBS show that you guys have. So you've got worldwide, you've got pro, but you're trying to expand that footprint. And in my conversations with Jim Crockett, he said he felt like in order to really compete on a national basis with Vince, he had to have the right number of channels. And he forgot what number of channels it was. He guessed maybe it was 100. But ultimately, that's what leads him to make the decision to purchase Bill Watts. Now, as the legend goes, and Lord knows I wasn't there, but this is rumor and innuendo, that perhaps Jim Ross maybe brokered a deal on behalf of Mr. Watts by pitting Mr. Crockett, saying, hey, if you don't want it, we can always sell it to Vince, which of course made Crockett jump at the chance. And Of course, Crockett then eventually had a little buyer's remorse. He was stuck with the big lease. He was stuck with a lot of overhead, and he had this whole new roster, which in theory for his new idea, the Wrestling Network, could have been a big idea to have UWF stars versus Jim Crockett stars. So it could have almost looked like a cover of a Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine. We know that didn't really work as well as we hoped. And a generation later, it wouldn't really work with WCW and the WWF either. But what do you remember hearing about, wait a minute, we bought Watts's territory? Was that something that you were excited about? Or did you start to say, is somebody coming for our spot? How's that going to affect our money? What's the thinking amongst the boys at the time?
Well, even those of us that weren't that concerned with the inner workings of the office, we did know that, what are you buying? The territory was on its ass.
Right.
It's not like they were on fire and you had a crew of guys that were red hot, you know, JYD in his time, Ted DiBiase, you know, Jim Duggan, all those guys, you know, Mr. Olympia, all the guys that were red hot at different times in Bill Watts' territory, that's kind of what people are expecting. You didn't have that. You had a company that was floundering because, let's face it, WWE, which was WWF at the time, and Jim Crockett Promotions had the predominance of all the talent that was available, all the top talent. That would be my estimation. So, you know, it was like, okay, we didn't hear the numbers back then of what the purchase price was, but we knew it was going to come out of the check, and it was going to come out of all of our checks to pay for that. And it just, we even knew then, what are you buying? And as it turned out, we were right. You bought nothing. Towns that were dead.
Was there any talent when you looked at that roster that you thought, hey, I don't know about the business end, but I know I can have some good matches with that guy?
Well, I mean, you know, you had Steve Williams. I mean, I don't even remember who was on that roster. You got any names that pop in your head?
Well, I mean, I know everybody seemed to be excited about, you know, the idea that they were going to have Doc come in, Terry Taylor, obviously Sting's going to come in. I mean, Sting's going to go on to be one of the biggest stars in the promotion, and he's part of the acquisition, along with guys like, you know, Rick Steiner. There's a lot of big talent at the time, but none of it really jumped off the page to you at the time, huh?
Well, you looked at him and you went, God, how do you look at Rick Steiner without going, God, he's impressive. Sting, he's impressive, sure. Steve Williams, I broke in with Steve Williams. I knew exactly, you know, what you're looking at there. I mean, the guy was a beast, but you didn't have established stars that were selling tickets. If Bill Watts' territory was on fire, like it once was, you wouldn't have been able to pry it out of his hands.
Right.
Obviously. And that was just common sense.
What'd you think of a guy like Chris Adams? We haven't spent any time talking about him. Probably the innovator of the super kick. One of the most popular moves used these days. What can you tell us about gentleman Chris Adams, if anything?
I never was around him very much. There was probably a few times we were in the same dressing room, but he was a very good worker. And, you know, the fact that he had the strong English accent made him different. And sometimes just being different and being able to work is all you really need. I think he was exclusive probably as far as being a star to the Texas area, Dallas territory. I don't know how world-renowned he was or how far Chris Adams' reach was as far as how he was viewed by wrestling fans, but he was definitely a good hand.
What about Terry Gordy, another name that's really synonymous with Mid-South? Is he somebody you had any time with or experience with, or did you just know him through the magazines?
I just knew about him, and you know, like everybody else, had watched him, and I knew Terry Gordy was the real deal. He's a big 300-pound guy that could move, get around that ring like a 200-pounder. He was smart. He knew the business. He knew the psychology of the business. He was durable. I don't remember ever hearing about, well, Terry Gordy got hurt. He's going to be out X number of months. I don't remember ever hearing that. And, you know, the Freebirds, they had that unusual clique of guys that they all played off of each other. They were all different. And, you know, they got over. And when you're part of something that was over that strong, you knew Terry Gordy was the real deal.
you're going to inherit a bunch of other talent who went through there eventually too, like Ron Simmons. And you actually knew some folks who had been through there, you know, Ted DiBiase. We talked about him very earlier in your career. He is going to wind up leaving Bill Watts and going to work for Vince McMahon, create the Million Dollar Man character. And boy, his life is forever changed. Had you kept in touch with Ted? I know a lot of times, you know, the territories, you just sort of lose touch with guys and see you when I see you. But he was a big part of your early career. Did you ever have a conversation with Ted about what the Watts territory was like in that era?
We took vacations with Ted.
Oh, wow.
You know, his wife and my wife are to this day very good friends. We saw him just a while back that the big signing that they have, the fanboy signing in Knoxville. They came over. We had dinner one night. Tim Horner and his wife came over. We had all had dinner together. We've been friends through this entire close to 40 years. He was my first mentor. He was the first guy that I came back through the curtain for Bill Watts, my first territory, first match of the night. And lo and behold, who did I see? Ted DiBiase. And he said, you know, you got a minute? I said, absolutely. You bet. He said, well, I watched your match, and this was good. This was okay. This was rotten. Take that out. Move this around a little bit. Try that tomorrow. He was on top, not only in that territory. I would suggest he was recognized as one of the top heels in the business at that time.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Let's take a time out here. And while we normally have a lot of fun on this show, this is a pretty serious topic. Life insurance, specifically Goliath life insurance. Let me give you a pro tip. We're all going to die. So before you get a visit from the Undertaker, think just for a second about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. With life insurance from GoliathLife.com, what we're really talking about is protecting what you've worked so hard to provide for both you and, more importantly, your family. You see, life insurance isn't about you. It's about those who matter the most to you. Sure, you do a great job taking care of them now, but who would do that if something awful happened to you? I just lost two friends in the last year and a half, one 42 with two kids, the other 46 who left behind a wife and three kids. Thank God they had insurance. And hey, I hear you. Nobody wants to think or talk about life insurance, but think about this. You might not get in a car accident, but you have auto insurance. You might not get sick, but you have health insurance. So we'll protect our car, and we'll even protect ourselves from like crazy medical bills. But will we protect our family? That's what life insurance means to me. Peace of mind. GoliathLife.com streamlines the life insurance purchase process by allowing you to get quotes from more than 20 carriers all at the same time and at the same place. GoliathLife.com. You'll do a fast and easy application and have multiple quotes within minutes. And oh, by the way, GoliathLife.com has solutions for every budget. And maybe best of all, you pick your terms and payments at GoliathLife.com. Once you pick your price, you can start the online application immediately. And check this out. You can even schedule the medical exam to happen in your home. You don't even have to leave the house to do this. And yes, I have done this. They sent someone to my office. It was fast. It was easy. And it was unlike anything I expected. I got to skip the phone calls, the paperwork, and the crazy invasive conversations, and even the multiple visits to the doctor's office that we all hate so much. GoliathLife.com makes buying life insurance simple. GoliathLife.com promises no hidden fees, no upsell, no hassle, hell, not even a phone call. GoliathLife.com is life insurance in your hands, on your time. Get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home, and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com.
For him to take the time to help me was just, it was unbelievable. And at the end of the 5 months, and I got the spot in Atlanta with Matt Bourne, and And Paul Ellering, just as, you know, the last time I saw Teddy, he said, hey, let's stay in touch, da-da-da-da-da. Because I had traveled with him, you know, to a few towns. He let me travel with him. And, of course, I was driving his car, obviously. He was sound asleep. He broke the cardinal rule, but what was I going to say? But he said, let's stay in touch. And I said, Teddy, I don't know, you know, how I'll ever thank you, you know, just for the mentoring and helping me. He said, here's how you can thank me. If you ever see a guy that has the right attitude, has some ability that you think deserves it, you help him and we'll just pay it forward. And that's what happened.
Phenomenal. Let's also talk about the next show that you're back on the road for, because you know, the beat never stops here. Yeah. There's a big acquisition. Yeah. There's three shows run that day, but come May 7th, we're back on the road and we're doing a double shot. We got Raleigh, North Carolina for the Dorton Arena, and also Waldorf, easy for me to say, Maryland. The next day, Baltimore. Baltimore's always been a hot town for you guys. 10,000 wrestling fans here to see Jimmy Garvin and Ric Flair in the main event. Just underneath that, it's a battle of the Koloffs. It's going to be Nikita and Ivan in a Russian chain match. And then Dick Murdoch and Dusty Rhodes in a Texas death match. Two former best friends. Here they are hooking it up. The Road Warriors are taking on Rick Rude and Manny Fernandez. Lex Luger's in there with Ron Garvin. Vladimir Petrov is in with Baron. And you're working with Tim Horner. But I want to talk a little bit about the main event. Jimmy Garvin as a main eventer for Ric Flair. That's an interesting pairing here. Obviously, we both think a lot of Jimmy and their whole presentation, but it's a heel versus heel main event. What do you think of Jimmy versus Flair as a main event in this era?
At this particular time, it didn't make much sense.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. It was just a random booking, and I'm getting the feeling just by listening to the card. I mean, the guy that wrote down Petrov versus Baron Von Raschke couldn't have pictured the match in his head before he wrote it down. Could he?
I couldn't imagine. No.
Cause you're talking about a stinkeroo.
Yeah.
And I love Baron, and I didn't have nothing against the other guy, except I knew how green he was. And
right.
That was not his fault. He was thrown out there way before his time in an era where if you had a steady job in this industry, it was because you had the greatest gimmick on earth or you could work. And there was not gray area in between there very, very much. And you only had room for one or two gimmicks on it, you know, each crew. To book that match, I'm glad I don't remember it, because I couldn't have seen it. That's one I would have remembered for a lifetime, I'm sure.
Let's talk about the next day, May 9th. We're back doing a TV taping, WTBS Studios. It's a six-man, Tully, Arn, yourself, and Lex, of course, taking on Rocky King, Howell Moore, and Larry Stevens. Howell Moore, not a name I could have picked out of a lineup. Any good Howell Moore stories you can share with us?
Now, you know I don't know who Howell Moore is. Why do you do this? No disrespect to the human being. That's just one that I don't remember.
No, but I know you'll remember this. I think right now we've got a clip from Saturday night, and this, of course, was a tradition for us at 6:05, and this is from May the 9th, 1987. We're going to hear from the Nature Boy. Here we go.
The man, the world heavyweight champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair.
And so proud to be with the NWA. So proud to be with Jim Crockett Promotions. So proud to be one of the Four Horsemen. So proud to be the very best in the greatest sport in the world, Tony Schiavone. Woo! Each and every day of my life gets better because I get richer. I become more famous. I acquire more material goods. And every day, as I ride the highway, as I fly the sky with the Four Horsemen, I know that each city we jump on, number one, it's going to be a capacity crowd. Number two, we're going to beat all our opponents. And number three, there's going to be between 500 and 1,000 women outside every hotel to dine. Woo! To ride. How about it? And speaking of Space Mountain, precious, how long are you going to try and hide the ever-loving fact that you want some of this, that you want to be with Ric Flair? Now, Tony, the world knows I gave her a very expensive gift, $15,000 worth of mink. And the joke is on me right now, because I promised the world, precious, be standing right here next to the Nature Boy. But she's playing hard to get. She's playing hard to get. She don't want to be a one-night stand. She wants permanent residence. So I'll tell you how it goes, precious. Since you couldn't have possibly been first, you're going to be next, baby. And you know how I'm going to make that happen? You don't want to give me the coat back, tell the world you're sorry, and ride the mountain. Then I'm going to take Jimmy Garvin apart. I don't care where it is. And precious, I'm going to take you and that coat, woo, and head for the high country. Now, Daytona, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Greensboro, Chicago, Richmond, Norfolk, Fort Lauderdale, woo, Atlanta, GA. Tony, come here. This is right here what it's all about. It's Tony Blanchard. It's Arn Anderson. It's Lex Luger. And it's J.J. Dillon. It is the wrestling family of the world. We are the Horsemen. Come on, Tony.
We can cut it there. My goodness, how much fun was Ric Flair having, being Ric Flair and the leader of the Four Horsemen there?
Oh, that's what he did. Let me ask you something. When this airs, and they have these clips of these audience members, don't you think they get a huge pop?
Of course.
Out of seeing themselves on there going, wait a minute.
Look, that's me.
That's so-and-so, or that's my aunt, or that's my grandmother,
yep,
or that's my sister. How cool would that be to be seeing this when you're sitting home watching the show?
The coolest thing ever, man. And
God almighty.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
If I had to bet, I would bet that you horsemen managed to get a W over on Mr. Howell Moore and Larry Stevens and Rocky King. You want to bet a dollar?
We'd been pretty hard to handle after a promo like that, I would think.
I would think so.
You know, it was... But it was one of those days where you're having fun, and it just occurred to me, now I have the answer to how you could book Jimmy Garvin against Ric Flair. It was all about Precious.
Yeah.
Wasn't heel, wasn't babyface, it wasn't any of that. It was, hey, the guy's hitting on the man's wife. What's he supposed to do?
You're exactly right. And boy, Flair did a lot of that in those promos back then, and I'm sure there was more carrying on. On May 11th, we're back in Greenville, South Carolina. You're working second from the top. You're teaming with the world champ Ric Flair to take on Ole and Tim Horner. How was Ole and Arn, or Ole and Ric in a match together? You know, there's been lots of rumor and innuendo that for whatever reason, Ole didn't really think a lot of Ric. Did that become a pissing contest at any point during a match, or were they all business?
No, they're too big, too professional for that. I'm sure they slugged it out pretty good, but nothing out of line. You know, that's not the place to take out your personal grievances in the ring. As crazy as that may sound, where else would you do it? But, you know, you don't take a liberty or do anything over the top with somebody because you don't like them. If you're in this business and you're competing against another guy, it doesn't matter if you like him or not. You're at work and you're on the clock. and you try to give the fans what they paid for, and that's all you do.
Well, you gave them their money's worth in Columbia on May 12th. You're going to beat up Jeff Sampson here, and then after the bout, Bob Caudill's going to do a ringside interview with you here, and I think we got a clip of that we'll play in a moment. But that was recorded on the 12th. That aired on the 16th. That same show, you do a TV taping, also not just for Pro, but for Worldwide. And there we would see you team up with Tully and Lex to take on Todd Champion, Tommy Angel, and David Isley. Todd Champion, though, we're starting to see that name pop up more and more here. Boy, he had a longer run than I remember. I mean, it feels like he was more of a WCW guy, but here he was here in Jim Crockett Promotions in 1987.
Well, sure and he was there to, you know, do business. He
yes.
wasn't featured. He wasn't part of the crew. He was just a guy that was came in to do television. And David Isley, great. Tommy Angel, two great hands, two good guys. You know, I've kind of kept up with David Isley over the years, and Tommy Angel was, you know, was always a very talented guy. And I don't remember, this must have been the time that Chris Champion, we're talking about Todd Champion, excuse me.
Yeah, Todd Champion, yeah. I know that he's working primarily enhancement, and I think he's going to have a little run in Japan, but when he comes back in 91, it feels like, you know, he's getting a bit of a push in WCW, but that's not what we're seeing here.
Yeah, I mean, we all have beginnings.
Yes.
And every one of us pretty much started out the same way. I started out the same way, you know, Todd did. You know, I was a tackling dummy on TV. Thank God it didn't last long. And like I said, he was such a big, impressive guy. He was a whopper. He would get your attention. And when he came back later on, you know, it would be a little bit of a different spot.
Next up, we've got to talk about your next shot. It's May 16th. It's a TV taping once again with your old pal David Isley, and of course it's in the WTBS studio. Before we do that clip though, I want to play another clip from the 16th. This is where we're going to hear JJ Dillon talking about the Four Horsemen versus the Freebirds. Let's take a listen.
Across the ring from the fabulous Freebirds will be three of the Four Horsemen, Tully Blanchard, Lex Luger, the world champion Ric Flair, and along, of course, with their mentor, James J. Dillon.
You know what amazes me? Less than 2 weeks ago, I went on national television and I said, as I've said week in and week out for the last year, that the Four Horsemen dominate the world of professional wrestling. Whether you're talking about one-on-one, any of the four, any two, I'm talking about the Dream Team, Ric Flair, Lex Luger, I'm talking about any combination. If you want to pick three, you've got the finest three single athletes in the world, and then, of course, that very, very rare occasion when all four might enter the ring at the same time. Now, you know, sure, the world six-man champions are the Road Warriors, Dusty Rhodes. They're awesome. But every time we talk about challenge for that title, the Road Warriors find it very convenient to end up in Japan, beaten up on a couple jumps, and come back with the international tag belts. Now, all of a sudden, the Freebirds. Welcome back home to the Freebirds. All of a sudden, their name's on a contract. Well, it's very appropriate that it be right here in Atlanta, Georgia, because for the Four Horsemen, this is our home away from home. Every week right here on the Superstation, you find one of us or all of us. So it's already fitting that I come back to the Omni on Sunday, June 7th. Well, Michael Hayes, we know you can sing. And Terry Gordy, we know you can strut your bad. And Buddy Roberts, I don't know what your hang-up is, but obviously since you left town, somebody else has moved in and set up camp, and we don't figure on leaving. So Sunday, June 7th, we're going to find out just how bad the Freebirds are, because we already know how bad the Horsemen are.
Fans, when we come back, it's our match for the U.S. Tag Team Championship. Don't you dare go away.
Man, J.J. Dillon just fit the Horsemen like peas and carrots, did he not?
Perfect. He was as much a Horseman as any one of us. I've said it 1,000 times. If you identify, you know, go back, hey, the original Horseman, the first group, couple of groups of Horsemen. J.J. Dillon was as much a part of that as anybody, and he qualified. He was so intelligent and articulate, such a smart guy. Can't tell you. I love J.J. to this day.
May 16th date would not only see you guys doing the TV taping here in Atlanta, but you're going to show up in Greensboro at the Coliseum that night. And here we've got the Road Warriors taking on Lex Luger and Arn Anderson in front of over 6,000 fans. You're second from the top. But man, the Road Warriors and Lex Luger and Arn Anderson, that feels like which one of these is not like the other?
You're telling me I wasn't one of the body guys?
Well, I was kind of leaning towards you could wrestle. So there's that.
Yeah, and what did that get you on that particular night?
A lot of pain, a lot of hurt.
Yeah, I was kind of the odd guy out, but you know what? That's okay. It's quite all right. When you're in a match with those three guys, being the odd guy out and making, you know, to the naked eye on that particular night, I was the one getting bounced all over that ring, getting my ass handed to me. And that would be correct. However, that was also the flow of the match, the excitement of the match. Somebody had to fall down.
Yeah.
And it probably wasn't going to be the other three. So it wasn't a conversation. It wasn't a realization. It was just, I had a job to do and that's what I did. And that's what made the thing flow. I'll take a bow right now. If you go back and watch it with grown up eyes, it looks entirely different.
I want to mention, you paid the price for all those bumps, all those days though. Our listeners can hear, you're sitting in a massage chair right now as we do the show, because, every now and again, Daddy needs a little help. Does he not?
Can you hear that?
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, then I'm cutting it off then.
Oh no, it's fine. We need you feeling good, man.
Let me tell you, my spot here, which I enjoy immensely doing this show with you, is equipped with a massage chair that I need on a daily basis. And boy, does it help. Damn, I didn't know you could hear it on your end.
Well, no, it's all good. Hey, man, you can't hide money. We're happy for you.
Cat's out of the bag. The fact that I'm able to walk straight part of the time, you just stooge me off. Damn it.
Well, that's
now,
all
if,
right.
If I had your infinity pool and your hot tub and all, probably your private masseuse that comes in 3 to 5 days a week.
Listen to you.
I'd be fine anyway, but I don't have those, you know.
Oh, gosh. Listen to you.
Assets. So it's my size chair.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Raleigh, North Carolina sees a TV taping on May 19th. We get Arn Anderson beating Tommy Angel here. You hit him with the spine buster and the gourd buster, the old 1-2 punch. How did you decide who got one or the other and who got both?
Whatever mood I was in. If I felt particularly nasty, I would do both. And if I just felt semi-nasty and the quality of the opponent only dictated one, that's all I did. It was... I don't know that there was ever a conscious decision until it came time.
Yeah, I get that. May 20th, you're going to be making some towns. We got two shows that day, one in Savannah, Georgia, one in Hillsville, Virginia. There's even a shot that a lot of the guys from Jim Crockett Promotions and the UWF are on down in Championship Wrestling from Florida. You guys were making a few trips down here in 1987. What'd you think of all those trips you made to work in the Florida territory? I know it's not exactly where you started. Obviously it's a different territory, but still, Florida's Florida. Is that something you look forward to, or is it just a bad travel day?
Well, I'll throw it back at you. Don't, other than your home state of Alabama, don't you love Florida?
Of course. Absolutely.
So do I. And there's something, every town there has something to offer, whether it's in the middle of the state or it's on the coast or it's on the Gulf, whatever. And, you know, if you had, there's a double-edged sword here. You got Hillsville, Virginia, which is straight up 77, up in the mountains, but it's only 100 miles from your bed. That's one asset.
Yeah.
But if you go to Florida, and with the history of Florida Championship Wrestling, and you got a probably a bigger card and a bigger crew, you're going to make more money. So if you're trying to balance that, you usually go, well, if I got Hillsville and I'm booked there, I'm not sad about it. But when I hear that the Florida town does 97 grand, maybe, I would go, boy, I wish I was on that house.
Right. Well, let's talk about the next date. Once the Florida show is in the rearview mirror, you're back in Salisbury, Maryland. And this time, or actually you're not on the show. Vladimir Petrov had to substitute for you, but you were advertised to take on Brad Armstrong. This would have been at a youth and civic center on May 21st. The main event that day was the Rock and Roll Express versus Rick Rude and Manny Fernandez. I know I'm asking you to remember something from 35 years ago. Any idea what's going on here? Why you would have missed a shot?
Was there another show running that day?
No, sir.
That was the only one? Couldn't have just been a day off, could it?
It looks like maybe there was a few days off here. I don't show that you were working on the 22nd or the 20th. So there's a few days here where it looks like you were off. I didn't know if maybe that was, I don't know what your kids' birthdays are, but I guess I was wondering, would that have worked in 87?
If you'd ask for your kid's birthday off, they'd said, sure. And we'll let you off the next week and the week after that and the third week. You wouldn't have considered asking for that.
Really?
No, sir. As selfish as the business is, and it is, because once you're in a spot and you're established, and here's how you have to really examine a no-show. In the business in those days, say it was the Road Warriors, or say it was the Four Horsemen, or say it was the Midnight Express, if you had Bobby Eaton there with an Italian Stallion, or Dennis Condrey with the Italian Stallion as his partner, you lose the whole concept of the Midnight Express. If you had one Road Warrior there and somebody else filling in, say Brad Armstrong, you didn't have the Road Warriors that day. And in those days, you did not miss a shot. If you could get to the town, have someone drive you to the town, take an ambulance to the town, whatever you had to do to get there, you did not miss shots. My question would be for Salisbury, would Arn Anderson and Brad Armstrong even been far enough up the card to advertise?
I don't know how I would have known that you were substituting unless you were. I assume they had postered the town, but maybe I could be wrong.
So maybe it was a smaller card. Because that would have been, if they advertised it, then it had to be three or four up the card, I would imagine.
Well,
I guess the point is you just didn't miss shots. And as to why I wouldn't have been there, it wouldn't have been reward. You're going to have some days off, any of that stuff. And in May, I don't know. I don't really know why I wasn't there, to be honest with you.
Come the 26th, we're going to be doing another TV here. And we're going to see JJ Dillon do a promo saying that Ric Flair's working in Virginia Beach and South Carolina. Arn Anderson's on vacation. And then he continues on. But as far as I can see, that's actually your last appearance, until the end of the month. So you worked a date on, the 19th. And from the 19th to the 30th, I don't show that you worked any dates. There's 5,500 fans in Philadelphia on May 30th. When you come back,
hold it.
Okay.
Now, during this time, there was a couple of years there where Jimmy Crockett rewarded us and gave us a vacation and paid for it.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I took Aaron and we went to Hawaii.
So help me understand. Your kids born, fuck off. You can't take time off, but hey, I'm going to pay you to go to Hawaii. That's hard to wrap my head around.
He's the boss.
What do you say to that? Yeah.
hey, if you're going to pay for me a vacation to go to Hawaii, first class, you know, for my wife and I, and pay for the hotel, the kids, I'll have to just tell them, hey, it really wasn't your birthday yesterday. You just thought it was. We're going to celebrate it today. It's Chunky Cheese, by the way.
Yeah.
So for some reason, for me to have been off, because I hadn't been injured, I know it wasn't due to an injury. I hadn't been injured yet. That could have been the Hawaii trip.
That's awesome. Well, how about that, man?
Yeah, that don't suck.
No, a little Hawaii action. Nobody's mad at that. Well, we do have some clips that we want to play here. We'll start with one from the 23rd. This is a fun one. This is a commercial for souvenir cups. You know, whenever we sat down and talked to Mr. Crockett, he talked about how one of the ways that he ultimately lost the award events is he didn't have enough staff. He needed more licensing opportunities. And here's one for souvenir cups from May 23rd, 1987.
It's doing that thing again. I'll cut the silence.
They're bad. Rock and Roll Express, Barry Windham and Road Warriors meet Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, and Nikita Koloff to make a special appearance on these limited edition cups. Collect all your favorites with 32 ounces of any fountain drink, only 69 cents each at Crown Express Marts, Fast Fair, and Zippy Marts.
They're big. They're bad.
How fun is that, man? Souvenir cups. We would hear CM Punk talk about it a generation later, but now you had some JCP stars on cups at service stations. That's a big time deal. I mean, that is a Vince McMahon level licensing opportunity. Do you remember seeing those out in the wild? And was that cool to see some of your running mates on those cups?
No, it wasn't cool to see. Why weren't we on one? I was not happy for them at all.
It is weird that they had Barry Windham on a cup. I mean, he's relatively new to the territory here. I mean, you should have taken up some grievances here.
Well, let me tell you something. This is starting to be the beginning of when we saw we're okay to headline a town, any town, and draw money. But for some reason, Tully and I are not marketable.
Hmm.
That started, and without even me just seeing that now, I'm starting to go, well, you know, these guys aren't in these main events by themselves.
Right.
You know, what's missing from this picture? And I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, if we would have had a marketing machine and featured that crew of guys, heels and baby faces alike, Jim Crockett would still be in business to this day. There was so much additional money that was out there. I mean, you know, I told you the story about going through the little bitty town, wherever it was, and, you know, pulling to the edge of town and there being a traffic jam, thinking there was a big wreck or something. And it was the Rock and Roll Express at Hardee's, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was God knows how many people. You know, and that could have went on every single weekend. And for these guys, whatever towns we were in, booked that stuff. You know, it was just a question of single-mindedness and not having the foresight to go, hey, God almighty, man, we got a crew of guys that can kick ass, that are selling tickets, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Let's get these guys some t-shirts. Let's get some jackets out there. Let's get, you know, I'm not saying go all the way to the ice creams and lunch boxes and all that, but man, have some merchandise.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
No, I totally agree. It makes total sense to me. And it is interesting to think, you know, how little merch there was back then. I think Crockett was onto something. If he had a bigger squad, he had a bigger crew, and he had invested maybe a little less in air travel and maybe a little more boots on the ground, folks handling this licensing stuff. No telling what it could have been. Let's talk about World. Go ahead. Well,
take the millions that you spent on Watts territory, invested in marketing.
Well, he didn't spend millions. I mean, ultimately that deal never got all the way paid off. I think they had an agreement in principle, but Watts never got paid in full because frankly, the guys felt like they got sold a bill of goods. They showed up and he was past due on this and that, and they weren't assuming all the bad debt. So they had to sort of hit control alt delete on all that. And it was just a mess all around. And to your point, Watts's territory was on its ass or it wouldn't have been where it was. And, they were not there to clean it up. Let's talk about May 23rd. There's an episode of Worldwide, and we've got a clip here for a contract signing between Dusty Rhodes and Tully Blanchard. And of course the Four Horsemen are in the boardroom, and, these contract signings and boardrooms, this is classic JCP. Let's take a look.
Gentlemen, we told you, the Four Horsemen, what they've been trying to do. Everything is done by a contract nowadays. The Four Horsemen got Dusty Rhodes, my brother Jim Crockett Jr., Magnum TA, in a lawyer's office to discuss a contract for a great match.
And we're talking about a lot of money. Let's take a look at that signing of that contract in the lawyer's office right now.
Better expected to be here at the appointed time, and then we're sitting here, the Four Horsemen, with the busy things that we have to do, waiting on him. Now, there's no excuse
for this.
That's
typical, though. That's typical. That's the same thing he always does. You know, it's a psych-out thing. You know, like, is he going to show? Is he not going to show? You know,
Men in our position should
Mr. Crockett looks pretty confident across the room over there.
What do you know?
Well, look who's here.
Finally.
I'm sure that Rolex watch of yours keeps good time. I hope we haven't inconvenienced you this afternoon.
How you doing, Jimmy?
You good, Baskin?
Well, we'll make this real short and sweet because I'm sure we all have a very busy schedule. Dusty Rhodes has issued a challenge on national television where he wants to put up $50,000 and face Mr. Blanchard for the world television title. But we've made it clear from day one that as long as Mr. Blanchard remains the champion, we'll dictate the terms. And we have never felt and do not feel now that we need to face you on television under any circumstances. But the question here, the $50,000, does intrigue us. Number one, we don't know for a fact that there is $50,000 in the paper sack that you, brought on television. Now, I understand that Mr. Crockett has been besieged with calls from promoters all over the country, and I know the phones have been ringing from wrestling fans all over the country wanting to see this match. So I assume that you would like to see this match take place. But again, we dictate the terms. So, Mr. Crockett, if you want to make this match, it's going to cost you upfront money, apart from any purse or any other consideration, just to make the match and to have Mr. Blanchard appear and defend the title. It's going to cost you upfront money, $50,000.
Mr. Dillon, it's highly irregular to get an appearance money in your normal compensation for wrestling.
Well, that's just how it's going to be.
Jimmy, I got $50,000 here. Let's stop talking about it. The money's here. My money's here. I want the match. Do whatever needs to be done. I want the match. Let's stop talking about it.
Would my check be sufficient?
Please. Okay, my understanding is it's a winner-take-all situation. We're expected to put up to $50,000, so this represents our part of the total purse. That's our $50,000, and I assume that check is good. Now, we're going to waive our normal procedure where we would dictate the date and the location, and we're going to let you do that. I mean, that's the least we can do.
Well, now that you have endorsed the check, sort of given up that right to pick much of anything, I have a contract here for your man Tully Blanchard to defend the world television title against Dusty Rhodes on June the 6th in Greensboro, North Carolina. For your signature.
It doesn't say one fall 25 minutes here. It says one fall 60 minutes.
That is correct. And I already have your check for $50,000.
A lot of money. It's a minor point, I think.
Yes, yes. Sign it.
Yeah, I think it's a minor point. There you are, sir. Now the only thing left that I can see is to establish, and in fact, Mr. Rhodes has $50,000 here.
You get your hand off the money. You want the money, June the 6th, Greensboro, North Carolina, you come and get it. Magnum's going to be holding the money that night in the building from here on out. That's all we got to say about it. Thank you, Mr. Crockett, very much. I'll see you June the 6th in Greensboro, Tully Blanchard.
Man, how fun was that little piece of business? What do you remember about that that shoot?
That was great. It's good to have Magnum as a part of that, too.
So cool to see him back on TV after a long absence. And anytime you got to trot him out on TV, fans had to be tickled. I mean, he was such a big part of what you guys were doing for so long and was taken away so soon. Really cool moment there.
It really was to see him. You could just see, look at his eyes and tell he was, you know, just glad to be a part of it. And that's a loss that the business had that, you know, never recovered from. It's not like there was, you know, it was just one of those things that those of us that knew and loved the guy, it was in the back of your head every day when you went to work. And that went on for years. It really did. And when you see him get to be back and be a part of it and enjoying himself and getting to be a, you know, a part of that whole thing, it was just felt good.
Really cool to take a look at that clip. And, I love the subtle little storytelling of, we don't even know there's 50 grand in that paper sack. And here comes Dusty dumping it out. And I'm sure Jim liked being on TV too. I mean, he wasn't a regular on TV of any substance, but a little TV time for the promoter. That was pretty cool.
Sure. Yeah, it was a good piece. I enjoyed watching that again.
We're not done. We've got another clip here for you. Let's go ahead and tee up our next one. And this is an interesting time in the business, of course, because Dusty Rhodes is everywhere and he's finding himself battling with the Four Horsemen. It feels like for years on end. And he was famous for talking them into the seats, and he's going to do exactly that. Here's a localized Dusty Rhodes promo talking about the Four Horsemen that aired on Worldwide on May 23rd, 1987.
St. Louis affair, that figure four, the pressure put on it. This guy's the most sadistic of the bunch.
Yeah, very well could be. The question is, can Dusty Rhodes recover this time? Not if the Four Horsemen have anything to do with it. There's your winner, Arn Anderson.
Let's stop BSing the people in this country. Ric Flair, let's stop BSing the people in this country. Lex Luger, Arn Anderson, Jay Dillon, let's stop talking about it.
You might end up with your foot in your mouth. Judge an apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge a honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge it by looking at the color. Come on, can't you see? No, you can't judge me. I might look like a
man, how fun was that? The old Dusty package was a good time. And how about can't judge a book by its cover? I mean, I'm sure there was no licensing fee paid for that, but pretty fun little Hank Williams Jr. tune there, huh?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, it was great. And it made guys stars, you know, it just did. It just added to the whole persona, the whole thing.
Let's wrap things up with a pretty fun segment here. We've got the Four Horsemen putting down a beat down on Dusty Rhodes in the ring. This airs on the same episode of Worldwide, May 23rd, 1987.
Flair over in the corner on the top rope. Throws him out to the ring. He's going to get him in the figure four. Dusty Rhodes out of the figure four. This could be it. This could be it. Here's Luger. Top, what are they trying to do? The match is set. The match is already set for June the 6th in Greensboro. Here's Dark Journey down there. She's got that suitcase, and they continue to kick away at Dusty Rhodes' leg. Dusty in tremendous pain, Bob.
And as you say, Johnny Weaver, Dark Journey with the case now out of the ring. Here comes Nikita out all over our table. The Four Horsemen now continue to pound away at Dusty Rhodes. Working on the leg and the knee again. Tully comes off. Rock and roller at ringside. They're trying to get in to save Dusty. Dusty in the ring hollering out in pain now. And they're not going to stop. They're staying right on that leg.
The Four Horsemen really trying to put him away this time. They had a plan. They don't let the rock and roll get in the ring. They don't let the key in. Dusty in tremendous pain. Look at his anguish on his face. The rock and roll concerned. And finally, the Four Horsemen are driven off, Bob.
The Rock and Roll Express, Nikita Koloff, all got into the ring, and the Horsemen left, but tremendous pain. Dusty Rhodes down. Wait a minute, somebody now. Nikita just jerked the chair off from under us after Luger and
then. Look at Dusty Rhodes, though. Dusty, look at the pain on his face. Oh, that leg was injured again, and that doesn't look good right now, Bob. You know, that was the one they broke. The one they broke about a year and a half ago, and again, the Four Horsemen attacked the same area.
Now Dusty being helped and assisted here by Nikita Koloff. The Rock and Roll Express are in, trying to help him. And pain still on the face, and the screams from Dusty Rhodes as he's in tremendous pain. And we can look at it again, part of it in tape here as to exactly what happened to Dusty Rhodes. Let's look at the tape again, Johnny.
Right here was where Dusty caught Flair coming to the top turnbuckle. I think Flair was going to try to jump on that leg there, but Dusty reversed that with a slam on that top turnbuckle, and the stage got set right here as Dusty locked in the figure four.
It should have all been over at this point with Dusty and Nikita the winners as he had that figure four, and you saw what happened with Luger.
But outside, coming through, you see the four other Four Horsemen, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, and Tully with that briefcase is pounding away, and now he goes right to that knee, right to the leg that they had hurt before, the one they broke before. And again, now look, watch this, Bob. The Four Horsemen, look at this, they're going to put that suitcase underneath the knee this time. They really intend to do the job. And the man who is already signed in a $50,000 match, $100,000 now, is the man doing the jumping.
That's right.
The jumping right on that leg, trying to really injure Dusty Rhodes this time.
Tully Blanchard head-to-head Saturday.
Would you prefer Dusty and Tully or Dusty and Flair?
Dusty and Tully.
Why is that?
I just felt like Tully really was just somebody that you despised. He didn't have one fan in any audience. I'm not kidding you. I mean, he had the most heat of all of us. Flair was always going to be Ric Flair, the, you know, half-assed baby face, depending on what town you were.
Right.
Tully was just a no-good, rotten scoundrel. And, you know, the audience just loved to see him get his ass kicked. And Dusty was perfect. And then Tully was smart enough to know that he would feed Dusty and feed him and feed him and feed him and make him as big a star as he possibly could before he ever slowed him down.
I'm curious what you can tell us about how the presentation of Tully would change. You know, we've talked a lot about the UWF acquisition earlier. Another key piece of talent that's going to come over is Dark Journey. And it's here in May of 1987, the same month the acquisition goes down, where we first started to see and hear her name be mentioned. And I think the first time it actually aired was on a television taping that was done on the 19th. It aired on the 23rd. And you're just introducing her that she's going to be a big part of the presentation. She is going to be Tully Blanchard's new secretary. And man, she's a part of the promotion here for a bit, but you already have JJ Dillon. What did Dark Journey add to the Tully Blanchard presentation, in your opinion?
We weren't quite sure about that, other than they had acquired that group of talent and you had to put them somewhere. The only thing we could figure was they were putting them with Tully to get her immediate rub and, you know, position her in a top spot. It's about all I could figure.
You know, it's not something that anybody talks about these days, but it really wasn't ever even seen very often in those days. I wonder, was it considered, do you think, by the Crocketts at the time that it would be quote unquote heat, that it might be an interracial couple? Of course, these days it's just, you know, Tuesday, but in these Southern towns back then, do you think anybody thought, man, maybe that's heat, or would that not have even crossed their mind?
I don't think so. I don't think that was ever discussed. I mean, the business has always been a melting pot of every shape, color, size, yes, you name it, nationality. That's the beauty of the wrestling industry. We got one of everything or two of everything.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it, you know, and it's, I don't think that was ever even in the discussion. I think it was just a position of, okay, where are you going to put her, where she's going to matter? Because you're right. When you have JJ Dillon, that's all you need.
Right. Well, what do you think, or what did you think of Dark Journey, the person, when you got to know her? I don't know that she was traveling with you guys, but all of a sudden you've kind of been a band of brothers, and now Oldie's out, Lex is in, and now here's Dark Journey. It feels like the presentation is really changing for the Four Horsemen all of a sudden.
Well, I was just professional with her like I was anybody else. You know, it's like we had a job to do. I did not know her prior to that, and you know, never was in a position to be around her very often, to be honest with you. That was more segregated to her and Tully, and didn't involve me at all, to be honest with you.
Well, we're glad that this episode involved you. We're loving talking about all good things Crockett 1987, and of course, we mentioned you're going to finish up in Philadelphia, but come June, man, it's a whole new ball game. We're marching towards the summer months, which, depending on who you ask, could be hit or miss. I think historically people say, oh, television ratings are down in the summer for wrestling, but others say, oh no, tickets were moving pretty hot. And it's always interesting to hear what the different perspectives are. Did you view the summer as a particularly hot time for the wrestling business, or maybe not so much?
Kids are out of school. I looked at it, it was going to be a hot summer. Business was usually up. You know, that was just my experience.
Well, we can't wait to hear more about your experience next week here on the show. We're going to be breaking down all things June of 1987. And of course, as we're talking about our journey through here, you're actually doing a little extra over on adfreeshows.com. We're getting you to sit down and do some bonus content every single month. You get our shows early and ad free over at adfreeshows.com. And I'm looking forward to what you guys are planning to do this month. I know that every month it's something different. We just saw you and Dustin in action the other day, and ad-free shows has been a lot of fun, has it not, Arn?
It is, and it's a thank you to all of our family that, you know, do the extra where we're concerned. We want to do the extra where they're concerned, and it's been, ad-free shows have been a huge success, and we're very thankful that to have that relationship with all the members.
It's growing bigger and better. We're doing really fun stuff. Earlier this week, we had an Eric Fires Back, which is one of our most popular pieces of content. And of course, earlier this year, we had Ric Flair sit down to do a watch along for the 1992 Royal Rumble. Lots more cool experiences coming your way. You get interactive Q&As with some of the biggest names in the business. And that's kind of cool because it's even more than what you might get at a meet and greet. a lot of times at a meet and greet, there's just a line of folks standing there to get their autographs. And it's, hey, nice to meet you. Appreciate all the memories. This way you get to actually ask questions and there's a forum to really develop a relationship. Right, Arn?
You bet. And it helps us, you know, you ask some questions that, that might jog our memory and help us remember something that otherwise we wouldn't have.
Lots of fun at adfreeshows.com. Check it out if you haven't already. He is at the Arn Show. I am at Hey, it's Conrad, and we are out of time. We'll see you next week right here on Arn.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.